Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
That's right. It's Mom Talk Radio, and it's Mary Donnellan in for Maria Bailey. And I'm pleased to be with you today for a wonderful show. And today, depending on which radio market you're in, today is Mother's Day. And if it is not, if it was a few days ago, happy belated Mother's Day. But I hope you had a wonderful day. And I think I quoted a number last week's show about the billions of dollars that are spent on Mother's Day. And honestly, I'll be honest, I like to get gifts. You know, it's a great thing. The smaller the package, the better as my years creep up. But on Mother's Day, it's more important to me. And I had actually a wonderful Mother's Day today. I got gifts from the heart from my kids. My youngest daughter put together the cutest little notebook. It was like a coupon book, and it was for a spa day. So I had to take the little coupon off for every part of the spa. And she did basically a full service spa, and it was absolutely adorable. And I spent the day with my family, breakfast in bed, which was my favorite, got to sleep in, which is a rarity for me. And I'm sure most of you out there. So, it was just a wonderful day. So again, it's not about the presents as much as the family presence for me. And I'm sure the same holds for you. So then we bounce forward with Mother's Day in the rearview mirror. We are looking at grads and dads, as they say in the branding world. And I looked up a quick statistic, and 3.5 million high school seniors will graduate from high school in the next probably week or two. I know I have a few neighbors who have who are graduating. Their parents are eagerly awaiting the receipt of that diploma. And of course, they head off to school this summer. They're probably going. I know my one neighbor, Kyle, is going to be working this summer, maybe do an internship. Not really sure, but he's going to be heading off to school in the fall. So really exciting times, exciting milestones for many families. So if you're the mother of a high school graduate, congratulations. And of course, Father's Day is around the corner as well. That is in the middle of June. So that's a big holiday again. The things we do in our house for my husband are more just from the heart. And I know he'll want to go on the boat, or, you know, he'll actually do most of the cooking because he's the better cook than me. So I lucked out there. So again, hope your Mother's Day was wonderful, and this week is even better. So we have a great show lined up. We're going to be talking to Dr. Felicia Stoller, who's going to talk to us about spring cleaning your diet. She's a diet and fitness and nutrition expert. And then we'll talk to Christina Crawford, who's a mompreneur who started the Bubble Pop Beauty Company. The inspiration was her very young daughter. So she's going to be talking about the company and how she balances being a working mom and a mompreneur, and why it's so important for many moms out there to be in the workforce. And of course, inventing some amazing products, and of course, founding some wonderful companies like Bubble Pop Beauty. And then we're moving into the kitchen. Rosella Rego will reveal stories and recipes of her popular web cooking show called Cooking with Nona. So Italian, of course, Italian-American Nonas appear on her show. So that's going to be really cool to talk to her and find out where she gets her, you know, where she get the idea and her background, and of course, about the very popular show. And again, that's Cooking with Nona. And then we end the show, we're talking meditation with Michelle Pascal. That's going to be a really nice, calming way to end this really fun show. So stick around. We have a great show. Again, we are talking to Dr. Felicia Stoller about spring cleaning your diet. Stay with us. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
And now I'm pleased to welcome Dr. Felicia Stoller. She is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, exercise physiologist, and consultant in wellness and healthful living, author of the book Living Skinny and Fat Genes, The Healthy Way to Lose Weight and Feel Great. And that's genes as in genetics, G-E-N-E-S. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Dr. Stoller.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Spring cleaning our diet. I was just telling you before at the break, I am on a no carb, no sugar diet. And you even mentioned the words that are my buzzwords, flattening my belly. tell us your best tips for kicking off the process and keeping it going.
Well, you know, you started with one of them, which was to slack off on the sugar, right? You want to be careful about your added sugar intake. that, you know, gives people some energy at the onset. But, you know, you really have to look at where you're getting it from. Are you getting that from, like, soft drinks? Are you getting that from things like ice cream or cakes or cookies? Like, that's not the best way to be doing that. You want to have high-fiber, low-glycemic index foods such as quinoa, lentils, you know, fruit with the skin on it, like apples or pears right now. I've noticed are in the marketplace, and berries are coming out. Those are so much better for you. And they're good for you, too. You know, you're getting other nutrients from them. You know, and I often, you know, try to remind people, you know, that, and this is just like, it's a hard thing that we use the word sugar, and then, you know, like you were also mentioning that you're not eating carbs, but the truth is we need carbohydrates for our body to function. So when people say they're not eating carbs, or you're not eating starchy carbs, or you're not eating, like, anything, because anything that comes from a plant has carbohydrates in it,
right.
And dairy products
I'm talking
also
bread.
Carbohydrates.
Pretty much bread, right?
Right.
Right. That's what I love.
But, you know, you can have bread and you can have pasta. You just have to choose better forms of it. You know, have higher fiber pasta.
Right.
You know, have higher fiber breads. You know, there are some breads that, you know, have 5 grams of fiber per serving. That's okay to have, you know, versus saying,
gotcha.
Like, I'm just not going to, you know, eat any at all. Another good thing is to have more omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. I think that that's really important for, well, I know it's important for, you know, circulatory system, for cardiopulmonary system. It's essential for helping with inflammation in the body and helping to prevent inflammation in the body. So, you know, whether it be a fish oil, or there's this whole other product category that's out there called ahi flour, which is basically the oil from a flowering plant, from the seeds that they use to actually create this supplement, which, you know, for those people that don't want to do fish oil for various reasons, it's a great, like, vegan source of omega-3, 6, and 9 fatty acids. But, you know, having things like fish are really important. Flax has omega-3 fatty acids in it. And the other thing that has it is chia seeds. So
I've heard a lot lately.
Eat chia, to have the chia, not to have chia. But, you know, I think it's an interesting seed. It's got some cool properties to it in terms of the texture and its use and application. But, you know, more importantly, it has some great health benefits in
Right. So I had a question, though. Do you, like, for omega-3, 6, 9 fatty acids, there's so many supplements out there. Do you believe in those? Do you say, oh, no, to get them through your food? In other words,
well,
if you do
have an aversion
to the fish oil.
I'm going to make a confession. I just turned 50, and I have to say for the last 10 or so years, I was so much, you know, a believer, at least in, like, the entire decade of, like, my 30s, because I got into this field a little bit later. It's my third career, but, you know, I thought I was getting enough through my diet, and I realize I'm not. I don't eat a lot in a day. I'm a small woman. I'm physically active, but I only eat about 1,600 calories a day. It's almost impossible for me to get the therapeutic doses of what I need in all the food that I eat on a regular basis. So I have to say I do, you know, earmark some money aside every, you know, week. I've got, like, my little pill box of supplements that I down a lot of products, and fish oil has been a big component of that, because the other thing is I have a lot of high heart disease in my family, so I use a high quality fish oil supplement to help with lowering my cholesterol and keep my cholesterol at a level where I don't need to take a statin, and it's been working.
Good. I mean, honestly, we'd have other nutrition experts on, and they have always said that, like, take a supplement if you, especially in those categories where you might find it more difficult to eat those foods, you know, getting it from your food source.
Is something I've been supplementing for a long time. And I'm, you know, when I first had it tested, it was in September after I'd been in the sun for 3 months. I'm like a huge swimmer. I go out all summer, and I do wear sunblock, but I don't, like, completely block myself so I don't get the UV rays. And, you know, I was clinically deficient, and I was like, wow, I really need to do a little assessment here about, you know, my access to adequate sunlight in order to get adequate vitamin D for overall health. So that's just, like, another example. You know,
okay, so,
and, you know, and avocados, too, are also a great source of good fats. And so, speaking of which, like, embracing better for you fats. So things like,
usually fats are like a four, that's a four letter word.
Way,
you know?
Into, like, avocados, nuts are really good. Looking at different oils that people can use over the summer. You know, I know a lot of times people like to use olive oil for everything. Olive oil just has monounsaturated fatty acids. We need to have polyunsaturated fatty acids too. And something I'm a huge fan of is sustainable Malaysian palm fruit oil. It's grown, it's certified sustainable, and it's been used in a lot of food products to replace trans fat. So it's naturally trans fat and GMO free. It's part of the Smart Balance line, you know, which is supposed to be cardioprotective, and it's also neuroprotective because it contains tocotrienols, which are very potent forms of vitamin E, and it also contains beta carotene in its pure form. When you can actually find palm oil, it's orange in color, so it's loaded with beta carotene. And what I love about it is that it's got a neutral flavor profile, almost like butter, right? We always want butter without all the too much of the wrong kind of saturated fats there. The animal source, you know, plant source trans fats are a little bit better. And we know, you know, there's so much popularity also with coconut oil. So palm oil sort of goes into that same category. Yes, it has saturated fats, but the plant derived saturated fats are a bit easier for our bodies to handle than using the animal sourced ones. So,
all right, great.
Something
so
to
we
really
have about
think
time
about.
For one more. We have time
drink
for about
more
one
water.
More tip.
Okay,
so.
Really fast. Drink more water. We need to drink more water and eat more fruits over the summer that are filled with water, right? Watermelon, cantaloupe, honeydew, eating more berries, loaded with water. Sometimes people don't know what these are, but I really am a huge fan of those apple pears, those Asian apple pears. They look like an apple, but they've got the skin of a pear, and they are filled with water, and they're just yummy and juicy.
Okay. And of course, it's all seasonal, too. So it's going to hopefully can find it fresh and local.
Right. And again, keeping your body well hydrated is really imperative and important in the summertime.
Right. So tell us where our listeners can find information. Again, your book is Living Skinny and Fat Genes, A Healthy Way to Lose Weight. I'm sure it's available everywhere. You can let us know.
And then
your website as well.
And online. And my website is FeliciaStoller.com. That's FeliciaStoller.com. And I'm on all social media under my name. So I'm on everything. And people can follow me there.
Okay, great. Well, best of luck, and thank you so much. You shared some great information for spring cleaning our diets. And when we come back, we'll shine the spotlight on moms and Cindy Simmons, SurvivingMommy.com. We'll be right back.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
My favorite segment of Mom Talk Radio is the Spotlight on Moms, when we shine the light on moms who are working hard every day. And this is Cindy Simmons, and she has two children. She blogs at SurvivingMommy.com, on Twitter at the same handle, SurvivingMommy. And she has, I really love to dig into her Coffee Convo Wednesdays. You guys are going to love this. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Cindy.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you today?
I am well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Tell us about Coffee Convo Wednesdays.
It started off when I was in the carpool line picking up my now 11-year-old daughter. So it was about a year ago. And Facebook Live was kind of in the mix, and I was super curious about it. And I thought, you know, I'm sitting here in carpool. Why not talk to other people who are doing the same exact thing to me? Well, I thought, okay, that was great. And that lasted for about a month, and then summer hit. So I thought, uh-oh, well, I'm not in carpool anymore, but I do love coffee. So let's switch it to the morning. So I moved it to morning, and I went from Carpool Convo Wednesday to Coffee Convo Wednesday. And that's what I've been doing for about a year. So we talk about three topics every Wednesday morning on Facebook Live. And some are just silly off the cuff, and some are like, hey, let's talk about pop culture, and some personal stories from my own mom universe of just keeping it real, because there's so much Facebook fakery out there. And I am all about trying to say, hey, look, I'm not perfect, and I know you're not, so let's be imperfect people together.
That's wonderful. I call it to my kids anyway, and my family, because we do it at work here, you know, as part of some other business we do here, and I call it farce book, because it's a farce. Some of these things people put out there,
is.
You're like, that can't be real. Or it's real, but it's just like the top level. You're thinking, wait, these people have no issues going on. I feel so, you know, but you're right. I think if you present a forum that's just so authentic and the real world, then no wonder it's so popular.
Right. Like down to my hair color. I'm not a real blonde, but the only thing real on the show is my red lipstick, which I don't care if I haven't slept in 3 days or haven't washed my hair and showered in two. But by golly, I'm going to have my red lipstick on.
That's awesome. Yes. As my grandmother used to always, never leave the house without your lipstick on. That's great.
Advice.
Yeah. So tell us about the, so of course, the huge popularity. Tell your numbers at the beginning, and now what's your average viewership on the Coffee Combo Wednesdays?
I had a couple of viewers in the very beginning, only because I come from a radio background. So like you, I had a radio show for 12 years in Atlanta, Georgia. Where
oh,
I
really? Oh, okay.
Yes. And so I did that for so long. So I think people were curious as to why I left the world of radio and what I was doing. So there was that curiosity there. And so it was a couple hundred. And now I have anywhere up to 12,000 viewers per week sometimes. It's great.
Wow. And that's it's a 30-minute Facebook Live.
No, it's not even 30 minutes. I would say we go anywhere, just depending on how crazy it gets, from 15 to 20 minutes max.
Gotcha. But the three topics I got. So you have 3 points to talk about, and then, okay. So, wow, that's fantastic. I mean, that's a great, great record. So do you do the carpool combos anymore, or you just kind of put that away and now you just do the Wednesday morning?
I put that away only because the coffee is timeless and I need coffee in my life and like so many other women and men. So I figured, why not have coffee with someone else? And it's great because it's, you know, like a couple minutes out of your Wednesday morning. And sometimes if you are a work from home mother and you have an office out of your home, like I do, you're at home by yourself. You're not in that corporate environment anymore like I used to be. So whereas you'd be maybe standing by the coffee pot having conversation with your coworkers, now you're just sitting on Facebook Live having coffee with me.
That's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, congratulations on the success. Again, survivingmommy.com. So if our listeners want to listen in to Coffee Combo Wednesdays, or actually tune in because they can watch and interact. I bet you get tons of interactions. Engagement, I should say. Where can we find you?
Well, you can find me on Surviving Mommy Facebook, or just go to my YouTube channel, search Cindy Simmons, and I have every coffee combo dating back to when it was called Carpool Combo. They're all available on my YouTube channel, Cindy Simmons.
All right. Awesome. Congratulations, Cindy. It was great to talk to you again, and we'll have you on again soon, and I'm sure your viewership is going to go even exponentially higher. So it's survivingmommy.com, and when we come back, we're joined by Christina Crawford. She is the president of Bubble Pop Beauty LLC, Atlanta-based e-commerce hair and skincare brand, but it's for young female consumers. Stay with us. We'll take a short break.
And before we break, let me just tell you about Mom TV, the place that you need to go online when you want to see what we're doing here on Mom Talk Radio. We have videos for and by moms, everything that you can think of, all the subject matter that relates to a mom, everything for how to feed your child to product reviews. So if you're thinking about a stroller, go to Mom TV. If you're thinking, oh my gosh, I don't know how to prepare for back to school season, go to Mom TV, your video destination online, where you can find and watch information that is relevant to you as a mom. It's a great place, and we hope you'll join us on momtv.com.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Mary Donnellan on Mom Talk Radio.
On this segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Christina Crawford. She is the president of Bubble Pop Beauty, an Atlanta-based e-commerce hair and skincare brand. And I'll let her tell us where the inspiration came from. Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Christina.
Thank you so much for having me. Well, the funny thing is I have a 7-year-old that's very inquisitive and has an entrepreneurial spirit. So she comes home from school one day and she goes, Mom, I want to sell something. And of course, I'm like, what do you want to sell? So I start asking some questions, and that transpired into us starting a beauty company, because she simply said, I just want to sell things that are beautiful. And so I started Bubble Pop Beauty as a teachable moment to myself, but also as a teachable moment to her. It's inspiration to her to say that if you want to do something, we can do it. And to me, inside, I'm like, okay, how do we start a beauty company? And how can I prove to her that we can do this? And so now I have a beauty company called Bubble Pop Beauty, with the simple connotation that women can break the bubble and be anything that they want.
That's very, very good point. And you're right. You set the standard for her to know that she can, there are no limits to what she can do. That's wonderful. So it sounds like it's a relatively new brand.
It is. We are a startup brand. We have 3 products. And what we do is we provide simple solutions to everyday problems for women. So I have a team that have had general problems that they've had to face. And so our product lines are developed to face those problems. So for instance, we have three products that we have launched. Remedy, I have a teammate that dyes her hair blonde, has fried it, the follicles are her dead. And so Remedy is a hair serum that you apply once daily to the root or to the problem area that's thinning. It will prevent the follicle from aging and help it to regenerate faster. Secondly, we all had that outbreak where we've had acne or we have that pimple and we have the big meeting or we have a date. And so we have Unblemished Love, which is an acne cream that will attack the acne at the surface. And what you'll see is that it's eradicated within 24 to 48 hours. It is a great cream and we all use it. And then, of course, we have Flawless Rebel Pick-Me-Up Cream. And that cream is for the everyday mom that is working, that is tired, or even if you just need a little pick-me-up. So we've all stayed up late. I've been in grad school. I've had to prepare for meetings the next day at work. And so what you would do is you would put the pick-me-up cream on and let it sit for about 5 minutes. And what it's going to do is it's going to regenerate the cells. It's going to get rid of bags. It's going to give you a nice, refreshed look. And you're going to be ready and prepared for your meeting or your big day.
Nice. Very good. I'm looking at the website. Very nicely done as well. Is this your first foray into entrepreneurship, or have you always done this? And how do you think, what would advice would you give other moms who have an idea for a brand like this and how they could go about it?
So I have a degree from NYU in communications, and I got my master's in marketing. So my background has always been in marketing. So I have worked for big companies, small companies. I've worked for entrepreneur environments. And so what I've done is what I did was I studied. I studied the craft. I studied the industry. And then I came up with a strategic plan. I said, okay, you want to sell something. Let's pinpoint it. Let's define what we want to do. Let me study the industry. Let me find out how to break through. And then I strategically budgeted because, you know, I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. So I've had to be creative with how we fund the company and how we've invested. And so then from that strategic plan and that financial planning, I just say, let's go for it. I think the biggest fear that we have as people and individuals is that we have fear of failure and we have fear of success. And once you can break through those barriers that internally block you, then anything is possible. And that has been the learning process for me.
That's one. Again, your learning process, but you're also teaching very valuable lessons to your daughter. So is this 100% of what you do now, or do you still have other?
It's 100%. I've dedicated myself and my career moving forward to Bubble Pop Beauty. I involved my daughter. We have sat down and, you know, even though she's 7, it's very good conversations about packaging, about operations, about inventory. So she has learned a lot. And then she can go and brag to her friends. So I think that that's where I get the smiles every day. She's like, how's Bubble Pop doing? Can we talk about it? And so it's very engaging for both of us.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm assuming if you're targeting young female consumers that you have a very healthy website, social media presence, excuse me. The website's beautiful, by the way, but you do have a social media, correct?
We do. You can always follow us on Instagram or Facebook at Bubble Pop Beauty, and you can ride the wave with us as we go on this adventure.
Are you going to expand the product line?
We are. We are looking at adding a mask, and then we're also looking at adding a hair straightening serum. So basically, you would apply the serum once or twice a week, and then it would keep the hair straight for about 3 months.
Oh, that's awesome. And so your daughter, you said you involve her in conversation. Does she do anything? What else does she do for the brand? Is she featured in anything or?
She is not featured. So she helps with design and packaging. So I give her options in terms of design, color. We talk through that. We talk about the fundamentals or principles of budgeting and how you forecast an ROI. And then we also go through the process of hiring. How do you hire great staff and people? And what do you look for in expertise? So it's even though she's seven and the product line is geared toward 18 to 24 year old market, she understands and she gets excited about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great story. Thank you so much for joining us, Christina. And again, it's bubblepopbeauty.com and on social at bubblepopbeauty. And good luck. We'll be keeping an eye on your products and best of luck with your daughter as well. Sounds like she's a real dynamo too. So when we come back, we're going to take a short break and then we're joined by Rosella Rago. Or Rago, excuse me, I'm not sure. I'll have to clarify with her. It's she is the host of the popular web cooking show, Cooking with Nona. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Mom Talk Radio, the number one podcast for busy moms. Mom Talk Radio.
I hope you're hungry for this segment of Mom Talk Radio. We're welcoming Rosella Rago. She is the host of the popular web cooking show, Cooking with Nona. Welcome to the show, Rosella.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. You invite Italian-American Nonas to cook with you. Tell us a little bit about that. Well, first of all, the show is called CookingWithNona.com, and we can find info at CookingWithNona.com. But when did you start the show, and where did you get the idea?
Yeah, so Cooking with Nona is a website, CookingWithNona.com. It's a YouTube channel, Cooking with Nona. And in every episode, I invite a different Italian or Italian-American grandmother to come and make a traditional recipe of hers. Just something that she is really good at making, something regional, maybe it's specific to the town that she comes from or her family comes from, and most of all, something that she wants to pass on to future generations. So
what a great idea.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought it was great, you know.
So where'd you get the idea?
I started the show in 2009 with my family. It's actually a family business. And before that, I was studying to be an Italian language teacher for high school. And I really didn't know what I wanted to do with my life because I knew I wasn't going to be like a great teacher. I just didn't have the passion for it the way a teacher should have passion. And my dad had always been in telecommunications and I had always been in the entertainment business. My mother's an actress. So my dad was like, what do you actually want to do? And as like a joke, I was like, oh, I should start a cooking show. That's the greatest job ever. And he loved it, actually. And a week later, he bought the web domain, cookingwithnona.com. And I still thought it was funny. And then he built me a set to cook on. And then we just started filming episodes. And luckily, our social media platform grew over the years. And now we arrive to, you know, we have a Facebook page of over 650,000 people that follow Cooking with Nona and really and look to us for those traditional Italian recipes.
That's fantastic. So, and you've been at it for quite a while in the terms of a social media, like a YouTube channel and a web show. That's pretty long time in that stratosphere.
I feel so like there was no Instagram when I started. There was only Facebook and Twitter. You
know? Exactly. And next year there's going to be something you're like, oh, that's, you know, like Snapchat and all that. You didn't even know it was going to exist until, you know, it's so fast. It goes so fast.
I'm done. I refuse to snap. I have Facebook. I have Twitter. I have Instagram. I'm done. That's it.
That's enough. Well, that's it. Pick the ones that you're good at and you have big followings and just keep building those up. So that's fantastic. So it sounds like what a great idea concept it's come so far. So your ideas came from your own childhood in the kitchen with your own Nona.
Yes. I was inspired, of course, by my grandmother. I mean, you start with the people closest to you and, you know, my grandmother has three sisters that they're my great aunts, but they were all like grandmothers to me. And one lives here in the States very close to us in Brooklyn, New York, and the other two live in Italy. And every year since I was a little girl, I spent about 3 months in Italy with them. So they all like mothered me and they all grandmothered me and they all taught me how to cook. And then the whole thing kind of just blossomed into this cultural phenomenon, because before I knew it, other people were writing to me and saying, you know, cook with my grandmother, do my recipe, because I would take their recipes and I would watch them and I would measure it out for them. I would write it out for them clearly so that it was accessible to, you know, their grandchildren or anybody else that wanted to make these amazing dishes. And so when it came time to put the book together that just came out in March, I had all of it ready. You know, it was kind of something waiting to happen to become a book.
Just a natural progression. And it sounds like just a matter of assembling the book at that point, because you had all the material.
Yeah. I mean, it was.
Well, that's great.
I had always wanted to write a book, but, you know, when you're from the neighborhood I'm from and stuff, it's not something that young girls like grow up. They're like, I'm going to be an author, you know, like no girls in Brooklyn like start saying that at a young age. So it was something I kind of never believed could happen until it did. It was really wonderful.
Wonderful. So actually that you're kind of answering my next question, which was, do you think you're ever going to run out of Italian nonas? But you're in Brooklyn. I think you have plenty, right?
Yeah, no, I think I'm good. I think we have a few still.
Yeah, there's a few. I was just actually in New York a couple weeks ago, and we went through Little Italy, and it was just mouthwatering walking just down the sidewalk. So it's wonderful up there. So tell me, has your Nona ever been on the show?
Yes, of course. My Nona has been on many of the shows, and in the book, she's got most of the recipes. She's got about half of the recipes, more than the other ones, you know, because she's mine. What are you going to do? So
<Right.
laughs> the book has 110 recipes and life stories by 25 different Italian grandmothers.
Oh, how wonderful. My best friend is Italian. I mean, Fenizio, she is hardcore Italian, and she's, tell you, this
Italian.
Is... Yeah, this is what I'm getting her. Tell us the name of the cookbook again and where our listeners can find it.
The cookbook is Cooking with Nonna, Celebrate Food and Family with over 100 classic recipes from Italian grandmothers. I sell autographed copies via my website, cookingwithnonna.com, and it's available wherever fine books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Indigo Books in Canada. It's available on Amazon, of course, but all major bookstores carry it as well.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations and best of luck. I'm sure there's only success in your future. And what a rich heritage you're preserving, not only for yourself and your family, but for all the other Italian Americans out there and anybody else, because I love Italian food. So, you know, I think I'll buy me a cookbook as well. Right. Who doesn't?
Yes,
that's right.
You'll love it. And if don't tell me.
Yeah, right. So cookingwithnonna.com. Thank you so much, Rosella. And when we come back, we'll end the show with some meditation with Michelle Pascal. Stay with us.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
On this last segment of Mom Talk Radio, I'm pleased to welcome Michelle Pascal. Michelle is a French author, meditation teacher, singer, filmmaker, photographer. Quite an impressive resume. In addition to that, he is the author of 20 books, his 20th being the latest, just published, called Meditation for Daily Stress. So we're going to really chill on this segment, right, Michelle?
Hello, Maria. So happy to be with you.
So this is your 20th book, is that correct?
Yes, 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 yes. I have published 19 books in French, but now I become U.S. citizen. So my new book is in English, Meditation for Daily Stress. How can we feel better in our daily life?
Okay, well, congratulations on your citizenship. What made you want to write this book, and how is it? Is it a departure from your other books? Is it different from your other books?
It's different because I think we need to feel better immediately in our world. I mean, when I say that, it's extremely important for me that spirituality must be concrete. Very concrete, very simple, very efficient. So I see everywhere around me the disaster of the stress. everyone is so stressed. And when we are stressed, we are sick, because we know in neuroscience, when we put electrode on the brain, if you are stressed, you destroy your immune system. If you are stressed, you destroy your neuron, your stomach, your heart, your blood pressure. So how can we be less stressed immediately in our daily life? This is exactly the book.
Okay. So actually, you're talking to the perfect audience, because moms are busy. So tell us just a quick peek then, without giving the book away. It's short meditation exercises. Is that correct? That's the body of the book?
Yes, exactly. It's 10 practices, very okay. simple, that we can do anytime, anywhere. You say all your friends, mommy, are so busy. Me, I say every day, my schedule is busy. Not me.
Right. Right.
Not me.
Well,
no, it's
right.
very important, because most of time, I teach many times for mummies. And most of time, we have a wrong perception of meditation. I mean, we have the perception of, I must take a lot of time today to train my mind, to meditate, to be sitting down in a lotus position, for example, etc. But this is a cliché. It's not like that in a monastery. Me, I come from a monastery in the Himalayas. We never do that. It's a cliché that we have in America from Hollywood. I know I live in Hollywood, but it doesn't help, because for the mummy who listen to you, she has a lot of pressure. She is very busy. Children, job, husband. How can we say to a mummy, oh, my friend, you have worked 15 hours today. Now you must be sitting down, take a deep breath and meditate. It's not like that. It's
okay.
not like that we can be calm.
That's a good distinction, because it is, to me, seems to calm my mind for that. It's just I don't know how I would do it. But it's interesting, though, because you're right. It is so much tied between just your whole the mind-body connection and your health and your overall wellness to meditation. And I just saw an article actually on online a few weeks ago about this. So tell us then where our listeners can find your book.
Oh, Barnes & Noble's, in Amazon, in every bookstore in America. And also you can go on my website, michelpascal.tv. And every day you have a lot of videos and guidance to learn with me.
Right. And it's michelpascal.tv.
Exactly.
And we have about 30 seconds. So I just wanted to ask you then where. So you said it's very quick and easy, and it's not it's kind of over dramatized by Hollywood, let's say. So give us what you think is the best tips for moms to, of course, buy your book, but then to get into meditation. What's the first easiest steps?
The book is 10 practices to feel more calm immediately in our daily stress, at the workplace, in our family, in our car, in the traffic. The first practice of the book, it's what we learn in a monastery, to be sitting down like a mountain, to feel more stable, to have less thought in the mind when the brain is running all the time, to meditate like a mountain, to be more grounded, more stable, to breathe like a mountain.
That's wonderful. Okay, so that's Michelle Pascal, M-I-C-H-E-L-P-A-S-C-A-L. And the book, again, is called Meditation for Daily Stress. Thank you so much for joining us, Michelle, and best of luck with the book. And thank you all so much for listening to this edition of Mom Talk Radio. You can find this show and past shows at momtalkradio.com. We'll have links to all of our guests' websites that were on the show today. And join us next week for another great episode. Have a wonderful week.